going to work, rushing from one meeting to another, picking kids up and dropping them off, getting groceries, taking some exercise, looking after family and friends. It's a never-ending list of regular activities for us to do. However, the case may well be that all of these activities offer us opportunities to engage in small talk if, and here's the big if, we decide to view it that way. Much of your outlook about taking the time to engage in small talk will depend on how you measure your time and how you like to spend your time. How do you like to spend your time? Chatting with friends, family, and colleagues? Or do you prefer to do activities where you give your mouth and ears a rest, like meditation, or jogging, or relaxing reading, or creative painting? Whatever you like to do with your spare time depends very much on your own personal preferences and situations, which are unique to you. Let's deal with measuring time first. Of course, it's really very easy to measure time. All you have to do is look at your watch or a clock, mark the start time, and then, when an activity is finished, mark the stop time. Now, we do this for most of our daily activities, whether we are measuring time precisely or measuring it approximately. Have you ever tried measuring your small talk time? Whichever way you choose to measure it, it should prove to be very illuminating for you and provide you with some insights into how much or how little small talk you actually engage in. The common theme that runs through the amount of time we spend doing the things we like to do springs from our ability to focus so that we can live fully in that very moment, whatever it is. And the same goes for our interactions with each other in small talk. This book is going to help you get a sense of what you actually think about small talk and what may be holding you back from doing it. Small talk is only for time wasters, brown noses, fuddy-duddies and busybodies, isn't it? There can be quite a lot of negativity around small talk. This might be because there are so many different views on what it is and what it isn't. Some people think it's a waste of time. Why converse about unimportant things when you could be talking about more significant or more meaningful topics that interest you? Others might see small talk as a way to ingratiate themselves with people they want to be liked by, or they see as being useful to them. Many younger generations might say that small talk is for old fuddy-duddies who are over-polite with one another and only do small talk out of a sense of tradition. For many, small talk might seem like a nosy parker's way of finding out more about you and your business. These are just a few of the ways of looking at small talk, of course. There are many more. According to the Cambridge Online Dictionary, small talk is conversation about things that are not important, often between people who do not know each other well. When you read this, you have to think to yourself, why do we even bother with small talk? If it is only to converse about unimportant things with strangers or acquaintances, then why do we do it? If you look at small talk in this way, then it probably won't hold much attraction for you. However, there must be something in small talk that goes beyond the superficiality, because people around the world engage in small talk every day. Thinking about your own views. Here are two questions for you. 1. What sort of strategies do you use to engage people in small talk? 2. What sort of responses do you typically get from people? Take a small talk risk. Engaging someone in small talk can definitely feel like taking a bit of a risk, and it can be tricky to get off to the right start in small talk. Plus, it's hard to know where small talk begins and where it ends. This can make people feel unsure about it, and when we feel unsure about something, then we are less likely to want to do it. The major difference between chit-chat and small talk is that small talk is typically carried out between strangers, whereas chit-chat is not necessarily between strangers. You can chit-chat with friends and family. This may be another clue about the reasons why people might find small talk uncomfortable. It involves people we don't know or don't know well, so there is more cause for embarrassment if the small